Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
I certainly want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. It is the hour to empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very cool guest is awesome author Tracy Ripchuk, and I also found out she's awesome at poetry as well, something always near and dear to my heart. With a little luck, maybe we can twist her arm and have her share a couple of her poems with us today. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best on Joyce Barry and Friends. You do not want to miss any of our special shows. Each show goes into our archives. You need only log into joycebarryandfriends.com, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarryandfriends.com. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You will want to share these powerful messages with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our brand new fan page that was actually put up for us by Tracy Ripchuk, a lady of many, many talents. It is a work of progress, and hopefully we'll have our finished version relatively soon. Be sure to check like on our homepage, our fan page, because we like that, and that's how you will see what we are up to. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on our Blog Talk Radio homepage by clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. I promise you that I do get to all the messages. My official website is joycebarry.com. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I do go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see if there is anything you want to ask me or our guest or comment on. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our great guest today, Tracy Ripchuk, with a topic that I will be taking notes myself. I already got everything ready because this is something I need to learn all about, how to become Google's best friend. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Without further ado, we want to give you a wake-up call to make sure that you're going to hear all of what Tracy has to say and not miss any of it, because it could change your level of success with your company. So here it is, a wake-up call.
Here is success coach Joyce Barry with a wake-up call.
A call for riches coming my way, today and each and every day. A call for opportunities here and now. Incredible ways to make money. Wow. A call for good health, a mind and body that's sound.
because of the amazing healthy products I found. A call to the Lord to make my dreams come true. Just give me the wisdom to know what to do. And folks, if you know what to do, just do it. If not now, when?
If not now, when? That is certainly our mantra. Today, folks, from the Coach's Corner, I'm going to share some of my favorite quotes from H. Jackson Brown Jr. For those of you who don't know who he is, he's an American author best known for his inspirational book, Life's Little Instruction Book, which was a New York Times bestseller, and then the sequel, Life's Little Instruction Book, Volume 2, also made it to the same bestseller list in 1993. And these quotes I found to be so inspiring, I want to share them with you. When you have nothing important or interesting to say, don't let anyone persuade you to say it. We're constantly striving for success, fame, and comfort when all we really need to be happy is someone or something to be enthusiastic about. Remember that the happiest people are not those getting more, but those giving more. The best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. You can always tell when a man's well-informed. His views are pretty much like your own. Luck marches with those who give their very best. Sometimes the heart sees what is invisible to the eye. Live so that when your children think of fairness, caring, and integrity, they think of you. Choose your life's mate carefully. From this one decision will come 90% of all your happiness or misery. And remember that children, marriages, and flower gardens reflect the kind of care they get. Tracy, are you a fan of quotes? I've been a fan since I was in junior high school, and I've been collecting them ever since. Do you like quotes? And if so, was there any particular one that resonated with you?
I love quotes because they can give you that momentary infusion of a thought that you could carry with you all day. There was a lot there that really resonated with me, but again, because I have kids, there were two that really stood out, and that was, you know, make sure that your kids think of you in fairness and caring and integrity, and that, children, marriages, and gardens are a reflection of yourself. Both of those, are so important to think about, because when you're thinking outside of yourself would this action, who would interpret this action, and you think of people always watching you that way, you just become a better person.
Oh, wow. So now we find that we have something else in common. Our love for poetry and our love for quotes. And when you said about, you know, being a parent, I just think that parental relationships are so very, very important in today's world. Just that the way kids go off on these tangents and who knows what they're up to, you really need to cultivate your relationships with your kids, because it is, you know, it starts right there in the home, in the schools, and it is so all very important. And folks, I just want to reference one of our shows, Cool Parental Relationships, with a father and son, Adam McGahee, and his son, Adam Jr. And that was a recent show, so you might want to listen to that. It was a very inspiring show, Cool Parental Relationships. So without further ado, I introduce to you Tracy Repchek. She is an internet marketing and social media for business speaker and strategist. She is an award-winning entrepreneur since 1985 and the best-selling author of 31 Days to Millionaire Marketing Miracles, Facebook Mastery for Business, and Understanding Mobile Marketing. I have the book, 31 Days to Millionaire Marketing Miracles. First, it was the title that drew me to it, because I believe in miracles, and who couldn't use a few marketing miracles? So I just want to share with you that I love the book. I love the style of writing, very clear, the kind of book you really enjoy reading. So I cannot urge you enough to put that book in your library. Probably you can pick it up on Amazon and probably in Tracy's website as well. Is that correct, Tracy?
Yes, you can.
That would be Tracy, REPCHUK.com. Tracy, who graduated in IT and has a CMA accounting designation, has been working on the internet since 1995, where she developed software for this environment. As a result, she has an intimate understanding of how to integrate and plan a cohesive strategy to market and run a business so you can fast-track your marketing with internet domination, social media, automation, and instant expert recognition. She has spoken in over 30 countries in the last 5 years and appeared on ABC7, CNBC, For Your Money, Report on Business, TV, HGTV, USA Today, Forbes, MSN, Money, King's 5, CW, New York, I know it's Channel 11. CW, and over 50 publications, newspapers, and magazines. We are proud and delighted to have her with us today as the next thing she can add to her resume. So welcome, Tracy Rupchek. How are you today?
I am doing so great. Thank you so much, Joyce, for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
And really terrific to have you. Just one thing before you start with your fabulous topic, I just want to share with you folks, since I referenced very cool parental relationships in our archives on January 11th, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, and click on January 11th. Okay, you have the floor, and we want to know what we can learn from you about having Google be our best friend.
Okay, so I'm going to cover four things today about how to become Google's best friend. The first is what site you can't ignore. The second is how to capture search engine domination in three simple steps. The third is what social media does Google love and that you must be doing. And the fourth is how to piggyback your brand on all of this. So take a look at the first one, what site you can't ignore. You've probably heard it 100 times, but the thing is, you can't ignore your blog. So a blog stands for weblog. It is a journal-like type system. However, it allows you to capture the largest audience on earth, and that is Google. Google loves a blog because people who blog provide fresh, dynamic, relevant content. Those are the four criteria that Google is always looking for. It's the reason that your corporate site, your author site, those types of sites often start to get ignored.
Oh, dear, we lost Tracy. What happened here? One second, Tracy. Your voice went completely out. Just repeat the last thing you said.
Because the blog provides fresh, dynamic, relevant content?
Yeah, and then it just went dead after that. So keep going.
Okay.
Now you're good. I don't know what
happened. Great. So the best part, though, is it's easy to do. You don't need to be technical. You can easily create a post. This is the place where you put your updates, your articles, your press releases, announcements, product links, or just talk about your industry or niche in general. You can dialogue with your target market, which in this case is Google, because when someone is searching for you, they go to Google, they search, they find you. It's the fastest way to get ranked for keywords. I literally do a post for a keyword, and in 3 seconds, I can sometimes rank number one on that page. I just did it the other day to help one of my friends launch their book, and I came in number three position to Amazon, and that's the power of a blog. The key here is you don't just go to blogger.com or wordpress.com. You have to build your blog under your master site to get the attention to your site, not theirs. Okay, so the second
I'm still on number one because that's very, very powerful. I don't usually interrupt my guests.
That's okay.
But I want to go through one at a time because I'm learning this as well. So when you say post your blog, are you talking about like your own site for your blog, or is there something in the Google site that you're posting it there? That's what I'm not quite sure about.
Okay, so let's say, for example, I have my site, TracyRepchek.com, and if you went to my site, you'd see an option called blog. That's what you need on yours. And what has happened there is I have set the blog in the underbelly of my site. And the beautiful part about that is it attracts attention to the site I want, which of course is my master site, because that keeps my master site now fresh and dynamic, because the blog is constantly attracting attention to TracyRepchuk.com/blog and then all of the topics that I select. So it's
so you're
giving
saying
me a double
that
hit.
In some way that's linked to Google, in some way it's that blog part of your site that's what they're picking up on?
Yes, that's right. Google loves the blog, and so they see this post. They see that it's under TracyRepchuk.com/blog/whatever my topic was, and they're pulling it up their search ranking for whatever somebody's searching on, and that it gives me that double bonus. One, I'm being found for the keywords I want, and the second is it's constantly sending attention back to my master site.
Folks, I hope you're listening up, because this is really extraordinary information. Is there also on Facebook, because I have a big Facebook presence, is there a blog capacity there as well?
There isn't a blog capacity for Facebook. It's really Facebook is another channel, and that channel there is just about you building your relationship with your followers.
Okay, and what about LinkedIn? Is there a blog connection to LinkedIn?
No, and I'm going to be talking about the two that Google are very interested in, the two social media you really need to pay attention to.
And forgive me for interrupting. I'm just so into this, and I'm thinking if these are my questions, I might be speaking for others as well.
Totally, totally.
So I appreciate your flexibility so we can do the Q&A as it happens, because this is all new to me. Back to you, Tracy.
Okay, so I'll go back to point number two, how to capture search engine domination in three simple steps. The first is, when you're doing your blog post, remember that your most powerful element is the blog headline. That is what Google is looking at right off the bat. So you want to make sure it is keyword rich. This is not a place to be weak or cutesy. This is a place to pound all of those keywords. Whatever you want attention for better be in that headline. The second element is to frequently post. That is truly what Google is looking for. So if you have a blog and you aren't posting frequently, then your blog is literally useless and you're wasting a huge opportunity to dominate the keywords you want for free. Again, because I'm a frequent poster and I've got a history and I provide good content, as soon as I post something, I am immediately indexed in Google. And there's just nothing out there that provides you with that power. Then the third element is within the body.
Wait, Tracy. Well, before we go to three, my God, this information, folks, you really want to hear it. And if you miss any part of it, you want to go back and play it in archives. What is your definition of frequently post? Are we talking every day, every week, three times a day? What is your definition of frequently post?
You should be doing it 3 to 5 posts a week.
Three to five posts.
Yes. And so a lot of people might think that's a lot, but I think in many cases people are posting something that's too long. They're putting up an article, for example, and it's this big, huge, long thing. Split an article, if you want to, into 4 pieces and make that. That's what Google wants. They want frequent, fresh content. So just split what you're normally doing if you don't have the time and just do smaller posts.
And in smaller posts, are we talking about a paragraph? Again, everything is relative in how you hear it. So are we talking a couple of paragraphs? What are we talking about?
About 200 to 250 words.
Okay. So that puts it in perspective for people like me that have no clue. Okay. So that's really keeping it fresh. You want timely topics and stuff like that. And you say because you frequently post, they're kind of like on the lookout for you, like you kind of stand out because you're known for what you're doing.
Exactly. That's right. I did a test the other day with a book title that a friend just launched, and I did a blog post on that book title. I immediately went to Google and did a search on that search term, and I was number 3 behind Amazon. Number one,
oh
number two.
God.
So I'd even beaten out her, and I'd even beaten out her book site, which was also the domain name for the title. So it just constantly proves to me the power of the blog.
That is awesome. So I'm going to ask you after the show, as our little experiment, to post the show, and let's see what happens with Google relative to that. That I would love to know how that's connected.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So we can get your link up. Does it take links and that as well, that people can just click on the link and go to your show if Google picks it up?
Yes, exactly. So what I'll do after is I'll post about the show and see what happens as far as Google placement and ranking. Now, in my case, I would be going against a very established site, which is yours. And so you may get precedence and you may dominate your entire category, which is awesome. And that's the way it should be. So we're going to see. Because this other person was new, just brought out a new book, my site had the history to bump it.
Wow. Oh, my God, this is so fascinating. Where were you all my life? Okay. Again, I apologize for the interruptions, but every step of the way I want to be totally with you. And when I get information from a guest, I feel like you folks that are listening to the show, and I'm so pleased that I'm learning every day as well. But this is really extraordinary to know. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay, so the first step was the blog headline. The second was frequent posting. The third element to search engine domination is to make your post keyword rich. So when you've got your body of knowledge that you're posting, a lot of people completely forget this area and they just do this arbitrary ramble. But the thing is, you have to be very specific down there. You have to know your point of the message. You want to research the keyword that will get it noticed and then use the keyword in your post what's called a 2% density. Now, you don't measure in the beginning. Just get very used to using that keyword frequently as you're talking about it and just make it sound natural.
So the keywords, you want it in your heading, and you also want it additionally in the text.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. See, I'm learning.
Okay.
So that is what you're saying. That would be step three. What Google loves that you must be doing to get noticed is your keywords, so focus on that.
No, that was 1, 2, and 3 were the how to capture search engine domination in 3 simple steps. Now we're going to move to number 3, which is what social media does Google love that you must be doing.
Oh, okay. So that was the third thing about capturing the domination.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. All right, so the next thing is now, the first one most people know, and that is YouTube. YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. People are starting to bypass Google and go straight to YouTube. But that doesn't bother Google a bit because they bought YouTube in October of 2006 for $1.65 billion. Because they saw the power that video was going to have over the next years, and they knew that video was going to start to overtake because we are visual people. We like to watch. So make sure, for example, you can for yourself, you can literally be taking tiny chunks of your show and convert them to little videos and then post on YouTube. Make them content-rich and keyword-rich in their descriptions and then drive traffic back to your website. And so it's just such – it's becoming so powerful every single month. It's just gaining ground. And then the second one is one that most people do not know. It sat quietly in the corner, just doing its own thing, and now it has turned it. And so if you're not using Google Plus, then you're now starting to miss out on content placement. So Google Plus is, of course, the social media platform that Google itself built, and it is now starting to become an online game changer. It has taken the best elements from all the platforms and put them in one place. And so, again, there's all these amazing features in Google Plus that they're starting to rank now online. So they're taking the content from the social media and placing it online, and that's something that's not happening from some of the others. And Google, But, you know, they own it, so they can do whatever they want with it. So that's one you want to really start to add to your postings. So if you post something in Facebook, just make sure that you also post it in Google+. If you do a blog post, make sure that you link it in Google+. Just start to include that on your kind of your daily regime.
How do you find Google+ to sign up for that? Is there any charges to be a part of that? How does that work?
No, it's completely free. So you just go to google.com. You have to have a Gmail account. Doesn't mean you have to use it. You just have to have a Gmail account. So in your case, you'd have joyceberry@gmail.com. That would be your login, and then you click on and you set up a Google+ account completely free. It has a similar look to Facebook, but it's added these elements such as things called a circle. And the beautiful part about a circle is unlike in Facebook where everyone's got the same ranking, in a circle you can have friends, you can have family, you can have people that watch the Joyce Berry Show, you can have people that are interested in health, people that are interested in wealth, and you put them all in these little circles. And so you can broadcast individual messages to every circle.
Wow. I do have a Gmail account. I've never used it, but just in connecting to Google, I did open that up. I know that that's free, folks, so you might want to know that, too, to have that Gmail account. But What is that connection to the Google+? Why is that connected? In what way does it work together?
They use your Google+ Gmail account as the login to Google+. It opens everything up.
Oh, that's the login. Now I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, you just answered that question. Thank you, Tracy.
You're
very
welcome.
Good.
All right. And last but not least, how to piggyback your brand on all of this. So making your blog an integral part of your website, your daily regime, and then master your command of keywords, along with adding your brand to each post and adding elements such as Google+. Now, these are kind of the foundational steps, and I know that's a lot to take in. So what I wanted to offer your listeners, Joyce, is a free one-to-one website and marketing analysis. Plus, they can also grab my guide. It's free as well, called What Every Business Should Know About Internet Marketing. And if they go to marketingsolutionsforbusiness.com, it's all available there for them, and so they can take and get an opportunity to learn this plus some more.
Marketing Solutions for Business. And of course, folks, that's spelled out F-O-R, not the number four, forbusiness.com. To get these awesome free gifts, I'm certainly going to go there and sign up for it, so I invite you to do likewise. And also check out Tracy's website as well, Tracy Repchuk, REPCHUK.com, and she has an awesome presence on Facebook as well. Go ahead, Tracy.
Anything else? That's it. That was my wrap-up, and, always a pleasure to service you and your clients.
And always a pleasure to have you, my goodness. When you spoke last time on marketing success strategies, I thought that was such a great show that I immediately invited you back, and now you even put it over the top with this kind of information. You said you wanted to reference something with LinkedIn as well. Is there something you want to share about that?
With LinkedIn?
Yeah, I had thought I had mentioned it, and you said you were going to say something about that. I'm not quite sure.
No, yeah, you had asked questions about what does LinkedIn, yeah, that's right, does LinkedIn get indexed? And the answer is no, which is why the important ones right now are YouTube and Google+. Now, does that mean you shouldn't be using LinkedIn? Absolutely not. It is integral to your social media regime because that is where the professionals are. Those are who you want to meet. But from how to make Google your best friend, that one's not on the radar.
Oh, not on the radar, because I've heard from a lot of people that they haven't really picked up business from Facebook, but they've picked up a lot of business from LinkedIn. So it's just something I'm starting to explore as well. I signed up for it years ago but never really did anything with it. I must have 200 requests for LinkedIn that I didn't delete because I knew sooner or later I'll get back to it, click on it, and go in their circles as well. Are you involved with the LinkedIn community?
Absolutely. I have about 10,700 followers on LinkedIn. It is all professional based. It is my master community. I've made more money on LinkedIn than all of the others combined. So I use LinkedIn for professionals. I use Facebook for community building and relationship building. I use Twitter for traffic and YouTube for Google.
Well, I'm just navigating my way with that. Like I said, I had never deleted a request because I knew sooner or later I'd get to it. So please, 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 Tracy, send me a request so we can share our communities.
Great.
Another thing that we like sharing is poetry. So first I'm going to share my favorite poem for obvious reasons by our Thursday guest, Here's to Your Health Thursday, our most valuable guest who has contributed poems and our health guru for sure, and that is awesome author Beverly Nadler, the author of Vibrational Harmony. So I'm going to share Beverly's poem first, and then we're going to go to Tracy and see if we can twist her arm to hear one of her poems. Listen up for Beverly's poem.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yay! Tracy has a fabulous other book out besides the 31 Days to Millionaire Marketing Miracles. It's something I'm enjoying very much as well. It's her incredible book on poetry. So, Tracy, which one would you like to share with us at this time?
Well, I'm going to share a poem called Marketing Mantra. Because your marketing message, your unique selling proposition, is so critical to your business, I've got a poem here that I will read about that. All
right.
So, I am the message straight down from the top. Proud corporate culture, the ball you can't drop. Repeat me real slowly, say it with heart. Believe from the core, that's a good place to start. Consistent and clear, now write me in bold. Don't ever forget me, you have been told. The website, brochures, and letterhead too. I'm the prominent line, a mission for you. I am the medium, so use me with care. Forgetting my place, don't even dare. Radio, TV, I want it all. If I'm not the hero, don't even call. I'm in every language, I'm global, you know. Without my input, the company won't grow. Behold me in worship, I'm your chant for the day, for I bring you great tidings in sales and in pay. So breathe in and out, deeply and calm. I am the master, your fate in my palm.
That was awesome, absolutely awesome. Wow, you really know how to knock things out of the ballpark, Tracy Rupchick. You're speaking, you're coaching, your book, your poetry. You really do an awesome job. You'll always be welcome on our show because we only invite the best of the best. I bet you have another poem as well.
Oh, I do. Here's my last poem I'll share with you. because I know time is
for
so
today.
Precious.
For
today. Very good one. And so I wrote this one because I'm an internet marketer. I literally have no walls. My life is roaming around wherever I am. That's my office. And so I wrote this one called Virtual Office. I have no walls that surround, no ceilings to limit my flight, without restrictions, located where I am. I do not have a cubicle, no desk where I am chained. Elements of clutter do not define me. Thoughts flow transparently. Opportunistic windows are not a mirage. Distant reminders of freedom, where birds glide and soar. Eternity is my view. New computer does not greet me with optimistic gestures of a relationship. Friends and strangers cultivate. I am blessed. Phones do not wake me. Arms folded across my chest, infinite possibilities multiply. Peacefully, I meditate. Manuals do not sit on my shelves. Shallow answers with little dynamic. Old acquaintances beckon. Graceful words incite passion. While setting up my office today, it occurred to me.
Oh, my goodness. That is terrific. Another one knocked it out of the ballpark. Really, really wonderful, and I appreciate you sharing poetry because I love poetry so much, and quotes, those are my two favorite things, which I share pretty much on every show. Folks, more about Tracy and her website, TracyRepchuk, TracyRepchuk.com. And folks, I want to refer you to my website as well, Joyce Barrie, BARRIE.com. And you will see all kinds of testimonials from my trainings, my coachings, like that. People from all walks of life, hundreds of testimonials online. But here are just a few of the endorsements I want to share with you today.
Joyce Barrie is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barrie.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barrie as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barrie as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barrie herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, that was through the awesome talent of Kirk Fitzpatrick, our most talented guest. It always still makes me laugh. But you must admit, I must be a pretty good coach if I can bring them back from the departed to share on our show today. That takes a special talent, wouldn't you say, Tracy?
Totally. That was absolutely hilarious and massively talented.
Yeah, and he's always so much fun. But getting back to poetry and using inspirational poems to motivate you, you know, Tracy gave you her website that you can actually get a free gift today, which I think is wonderful, marketingsolutionsforbusiness.com. There's, you know, so many things we've told you. Tracy told you about advice for Google and what you could do. But knowing people as I do, being a decades-long coach, you're thinking, I really have to look into that, and I'll get to it someday. I have to check out the website. I'll get to it someday. I really must have Tracy's book. I'll get to it someday. So, folks, I wrote this for all of you that actually believe that there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And folks, on the heels of that, I just want to share this one other one for today. If not now, when?
Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
Go to it, folks. If not now, when? Tracy, I want to talk to you a little bit about your book, Facebook Mastery for Business and Understanding Mobile Marketing. Is that book currently being sold on Amazon, and is that in your website as well?
It isn't. Those are just two guides I had created for my clients. and that I was providing them with as extra kind of knowledge for being connected with me.
Oh, I see. Okay, because I saw that, you know, with the books, and I had not asked you that before. So what advice would you give people about Facebook mastery for business?
For Facebook, remember that it has a very specific purpose. A lot of times when people started on a personal note, they were like just, again, posting, chatting, blah, blah, blah. When you go on to Facebook in the morning, have a purpose for the day. Is it to build a relationship with someone today? Is it to talk about a specific item that you have available, like your coaching program, and that you'd like to, you know, provide an opportunity for people to join you, you know, that type of thing? Or are you talking about something else or something that's happening in your industry? You want to go to Facebook with a purpose every single day. Otherwise, you'll find yourself down a rabbit hole on Facebook. You'll be liking, looking down, and a couple hours has gone by, and you weren't productive. And that's my biggest thing about Facebook, is to make sure your posts and you're up there with a purpose and educating and enlightening.
Have you gotten business out of Facebook, Tracy?
I've gotten tons of business out of Facebook, yes.
Because you had said that your biggest way of earning money through the social media was like with LinkedIn, and now you're saying you've capitalized on Facebook as well.
I did, yeah, by building relationships, particularly because I go out with a mission. So, for example, I'm a speaker, and I like to speak in front of women's groups or business groups, one of those two things. So I will seek out a business or women's group community on Facebook. I will go there. I will join in the conversation. I will engage, enlighten, educate, assist, and then at some point, often they will find out who I am, and they'll say, wow, thanks for being a part of this community. We have this coming up. Would you like to speak at it?
Wow.
And, of course, all of those lead for me to financial gain.
Yeah, very, very good. I have a client that uses Facebook, and she takes out ads. They're very, very inexpensive. But do you do it through just connecting to the communities, which she does as well, or do you take out those ads, and how is that working for you?
I have not taken out the ads yet, but I do believe they work. It's just simply an avenue I haven't pursued. Primarily, I work kind of like from the top and down, always have. And by that, I mean I'm looking for people, you know, that have $10,000 and $20,000 to invest in a coaching program or have a great amount of leverage, whereas kind of from the ad philosophy, you're finding people for the top of your funnel. You're kind of, hey, come in for free, then 97,
right,
and then, yeah, that type
true.
Of thing. So
Really,
I spend all my time working from the top down.
Yeah, and most people that use the ads, absolutely, they're working from the bottom up, just what you say. I know that as fact that that's true. I've never done it, but they'll always start with get my free half-hour consult. So they're giving something away for free and then hoping that out of that free consult, you'll start working with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very, very true. Do you have anything posted on YouTube as well?
Oh, yeah, I post on YouTube. The latest thing I posted on YouTube was incredibly exciting because it was my I did my own segment on social media on NBC News 3 in Las Vegas.
So how do I get that link? I definitely want to see that as well. How does our audience see that on YouTube?
Well, easy way is to just go to Tracy Repchuk, and if you go under, I guess it's events, coaching and mentoring maybe. It's under my media. Sorry. So that you can see it that way, or you can, that's probably the easiest way is to go under
to
my media tab.
Access it through your website. Access it through your website. Oh, okay. Easy
you can
enough.
Go to YouTube, but then you're searching for it.
Right. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how you have time to sit down and have a meal, how you have time for family. You're all over the place with all these things. Mike, I'm not doing 1/50th of what you're doing based on what I'm hearing today, and I'm online all day long trying to keep up.
You're right. There is a lot to juggle when you're going online. Again, I've spoken about a fraction of what I have to do every day. And, of course, then I have my clients. You know, I do client meetings
when I
every day.
The word fraction, I can't even begin to imagine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so much. And you just have to really, really stay focused and really plan your day out well. I literally plan my day the night before like a fine-tooth comb, simply because if I'm not structured, what I need to get done won't.
I'm just blown away by what you're sharing because I haven't even scratched the surface with LinkedIn. Like I said, I've got about 200 requests, haven't even gotten to that. But just keeping up my Facebook presence, that keeps me so busy. And all the administrative work connected to the show and promoting the show as well. And I would love to get involved with Google Plus and, you know, the things that you shared about today. I really can see the value in it. So how are you such an expert in time management? What can you tell us your secret about handling all this?
Probably I've just always been overly an overachiever from a very young age. And in order to achieve that, it meant that I, even back then, I'd be like, okay, well, I have to do this, and then I have to study that, and then I have to do that. You know, I was probably structuring very early on as far as how to reach your goals and achieve them. And I found for me, in order to do that, was the time structure. And, you know, on top of what I have three kids who act. So at any moment, I can get a call that says, I have to take somebody for an audition. And or to set, or any number of anomalies. In fact, we were just in Las Vegas, just arrived to Las Vegas, and my daughter got a call back. We have to drive all the way back from Vegas to Los Angeles, and then all the way back from Los Angeles back to Vegas to the thing we were doing. Those are the types of things that can get thrown into my life, and when things like that happen, I have to constantly be ready and prepared to prepare for them, and by that I means I have to be a prepared ahead for everything that I do so that I never get behind.
How old are your kids, Tracy? I didn't know you had kids.
They are 15, 16, and 17.
Those are good numbers.
Beautiful, yeah.
I don't know how you manage when they were 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3,
yep.
5, 6,
That's
7.
Right.
It had to be very tough.
Oh, it was three in diapers at my feet, yeah, because I've always worked from the home. As soon as I knew the kids were coming, I moved my office home and become, both my husband and I moved our offices home and became stay-at-home working parents so that we would be the ones that raised them, put the values and the ethics in.
So are you saying that when you were on this much-needed vacation, you had an SOS from your daughter and you had to get to her?
No, she was with us. So for that, she
was
with
you. I thought you said you had to drop everything and get to from Vegas to L.A.
We did. She was with us. We got a call from the agent that says she's got a call back. So as we're all just arriving in Vegas, we had to turn around and take my daughter back to a call back.
And she got a call back for what? What is her profession?
She's an actress, so it was for a pilot, a TV show. Mm-hmm.
Good luck to your daughter.
Yeah.
We wish you well, and I hope that that trip was worthwhile by you getting that audition, for sure.
Yeah, it's funny.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We wish you the best, and like I say, what would make it all worthwhile that you get that audition? But I can appreciate why something like that, you never know and you don't want to think about it forever. Well, what if I did go back and I got it and you didn't take the easy route by just ignoring it or
mm-hmm.
coming from any kind of negativity? Well, I'm competing with so many, I may not get it anyway. So has she been in anything that we would know so far?
My daughter hasn't. My son has been in a lot, but my daughter has been in kind of PSAs and videos and things like that.
Oh, so you have a son that is an actor as well.
All three of my kids are. One's a model. Kennedy is a model. Caleb is an actor. He's been acting since he was 6 years old. And He actually got discovered. We weren't even looking in that direction, and somebody discovered him and wanted him, and he got booked immediately from being very young. And then my middle daughter, the one we had to come back to Los Angeles with, she's an actress as well. And so, again, two of them are already done high school at the age of 16, and they're just pursuing their careers.
It sounds like we need to do a show called Super Mom, Super Kids. So that's an open invitation, because I want to get more into the family. It was a very popular show that I referenced earlier, very cool, Parental Relationships on January 11th. To my surprise, actually, because I try so many different kinds of things, that was a very, very popular show. And that was the first time I had done something like that. It was a father and son. So you have an open invitation, Tracy, Super Mom, Super Kids. I'd love to do a show with you all.
Oh, well,
you can run
sure.
it by them if you like the idea.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Okay, and that's certainly outside the box here, because you're so focused on your business. I appreciate, you know, the privilege of you sharing that part of your life with us. And, folks, I would say it starts with getting out of your comfort zone. So here's another poem about that. Your Comfort Zone by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Don't call your friends. Get off the phone. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Turn off your radio. Turn off the TV. I won't call you. Don't you call me. Really take heed of what I say. Get things accomplished every day. You have a goal, maybe two. How will you handle it? What will you do? You can go to a movie and have some fun, or you can work on your goals and get things done. The choice is yours. What will you choose? Do you want to win or think you will lose? Your thoughts will always determine your fate. Keep them positive. Keep them great. Make your list. Keep it real and take each goal and seal the deal. You can take small steps or a quantum leap as long as you're moving and not asleep. You will win at this and accomplish more. It'll make you happy each time you score. It's great to have a mastermind group. It's best to keep a coach in the loop. Just go for it. Don't fret or moan. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Well, one of the things I learned today about getting outside of my comfort zone, to heed the advice of Tracy Repchek, all very sound advice, very good advice. The first thing I got to do is put on the top of my to-do list is to get a virtual assistant, because I can't even believe what I'm juggling, the balls I'm juggling now, and that hasn't even scratched the surface of Super Mom and Super Business Person here and Google's best friend Tracy and all of that. Tracy, what would you like to say to wrap up our show today?
Just that, again, it's an absolute pleasure, Joyce, to be on your show. I enjoy your listeners so much, and it's just great being a part of this community.
And we really, really appreciate you. I have a whole page of notes here. I don't even know where to start except, number one, find a virtual assistant so I can take that advice. So having said that, once again, Tracy, you're certainly welcome to come back to the show. And I'm even, you know, would love to have your kids if that's something they would like to do and it's okay with you. So mm-hmm. please extend that invitation and we'll do it soon. Like I said, that father-son show is very, very popular. I hadn't really touched family kind of shows before. And how I'm going to close out our show today is to put you in a very uplifting mode so you can celebrate this year, this day, by just getting out there, bouncing around, and having fun with this.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I didn't know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
And listen to the advice of our special guest, Tracy Repchek. We appreciate you. Can't wait to have you back. Folks, go out and have a dynamite day.